This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm so thrilled and excited each one of you decided to join with us today in this podcast. Isn't it amazing to know that we have technology that reaches around the world within seconds? Isn't it great to know that we have podcasts, satellites, we have radio, TVs, we have streaming, we have anything we need nowadays to basically tell the world our message? And I believe each and every one of us have a dynamic message. You might be the person that says, well, Jeremy, you're the speaker, you're the motivational speaker, you're the author, you know, I don't do that. Well, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter. Just because I'm more vocal in the sense of being more on a platform, you still have a message just as equal than I do. So guess what? You have to understand that you have a message that God wants you to begin to present to the nations as well, no matter what that looks like. It might be how to be able to be a good, car salesman. It could be something in the effect of, a good hygienist, dental hygienist. It could have been something to the effect of maybe you graduated and you have a bachelor's in English. You know, you never know what it is, because the truth is, no matter what it is that you are good at doing, your message is there. People still need to know. Let me just sort of say this real quick before we get into our message today. If you look on Google and even things like Amazon and Yahoo, did you know the number one keywords that people do in Google is actually how do and how to, which means how do I change a diaper? How do I change the oil in my car? You know, how to begin to cook, you know, for the first time, how to begin to cook Asian food, or how to begin to cook, you know, Japanese food. I mean, the key thing is how to and how do are the key words within Google, because everybody wants to learn something new, but people are afraid to ask. Which means whatever you feel like your message is, don't judge it. I mean, the worst thing to do in life is judging your own message. You know why? Because you're always going to be your worst critic. But the truth is, you have got a voice and you've got something to say. So never be afraid to say what you have to say. Never be afraid to say, well, what burns in my heart, probably no one cares about. Let me tell you something. Here's a great example. So you have in this country of America, we have Democrats, we have Republicans. Now, I'm not the person as a Christian that says, you know, oh, one party's godly, one party, you know, is evil. I mean, I'm not that person, because I think it's extremely childish. I think it's beyond the kingdom of God. It is like playing back in, you know, in elementary school, because everybody has their beliefs. It doesn't mean they're evil, they're bad, they're good. It just means people have their own opinions, and it's okay to have your own opinions. But the greatest thing about our nation is the fact that we have two parties that are two opposite parties. People believe differently. And even if you get people within each party, they're going to believe something totally different. I mean, you know, it's like people saying all Democrats should believe in abortion. Not true at all. A lot of people I know that are Democrats don't believe in abortion. A lot of people that are Republicans, you know, believe in abortion. So, you know, the key thing is, don't ever judge people and say, well, if you're this or that, you must believe this way. So my point being with that is this: everyone has an opinion, everyone has a voice, and everyone has a choice. And it doesn't mean that your choice is wrong, or their choice is wrong, or yours are right, or they're right. I always say this about life, and that is, everybody is equally wrong and everyone is equally right. Everyone has something to say, that there's truth within in that sentence, or in that statement, or in that belief. So I would say, look at your life today and realize, don't judge what you feel people will think is less important. Well, you know what? I'm a mechanic. Nobody wants to hear about that. Actually, they do. If you're like me, I don't know hardly anything about a car. I know how to drive a car. I know how to pick out a beautiful car. I know how to pick out an expensive car. But the key thing is, I don't know anything about motors, engines, you know, anything. Transmission, I don't know anything about that. So guess what? That proves to you right there, no matter what you do, no matter if you might say, well, I'm just a. Anytime you add to the flavor of saying, I'm just a this, you're belittling yourself. Because you're not just a something, you are the authority in what you do. If you're a stay-at-home mom, hey, you got a full-time job. People need to know about that. How do you juggle three kids at one time? My mother had three children, and I don't know how she managed to do it, but she raised pretty good children, I would say. Hopefully I'd say that. But you know what? While my father worked, and then she was able to cook, she was able to take care of children, she was able to clothe us, bathe us, you know, send us to school, and to make dinner for the family. And of course, nowadays we have a different style where sometimes women work, you know, and maybe they hire somebody to come in and cook for them, or maybe the husband cooks while the woman works. You know, hey, I want this equally opportunity as employer. I don't, you know, I believe women and men are created equal. I just always have believed that. I believe women are important, men are important, and we need to see the role and the value that we can't live without one another. So with that said, everyone has a message. So don't look at yourself and say, I just know this, I just have this. No, no, no. The truth is, you are an authoritarian, for lack of better words, on your subject. And there are people out there literally wanting to know, how on earth do you change a diaper? I don't know how to change a diaper, but I would feel dumb asking somebody. Well, guess what? You might be the one that says, man, changing diapers are easy. I know how to make a kid, you know, cry, but I know how to make a kid also not cry. So guess what? People need to know about that. Don't ever think your message or judge your own message. You will be your worst critic. However, people need to know what you know. So I want to encourage each and every one of you today to realize that you have a message. I want each one of you to realize that what you have to say counts and it's important. And I think if the world could open its eyes to see the equality within all people, to understand that every joint supplies, as the Bible says, that everyone has something to share, everyone has something to give, everyone has something to teach, and everyone has something to dismantle. Sometimes it's good for us to dismantle some stuff within our brain to begin to take on a new load of information, education, revelation, knowledge, whatever you want to call it. But the key thing is, never look at your message and feel as if it is just not worthy enough because it's not polished enough. Let me tell you something. People take things differently. If you look at music, I remember back in the day of MTV, I was a huge 80s fan. I mean, 80s was my decade, all right? It sort of tells my age, I think. But 80s was my decade. And they started coming out with, you know, raw live music, you know, or raw concert or whatever. You know, meaning that it's just like nothing's been sort of touched. It's been sort of, you know, or tampered with. It's like, they're on the stage, it's live, you get how it sounds as if you were there, right? And so that type of feel means that people sometimes just want raw things. Sometimes people don't always want things polished up and, oh, let me messed up on the podcast, let me restart it. Sometimes people actually want to hear your goofs and oops and messes up, messing up. Why? Because maybe they mess up a whole lot in what they do. So don't always feel as if, I can't do that, Jeremy, because I mess up too many times. Well, guess what? If you mess up, laugh at yourself and move on. I've realized in my life that I don't have to have a ministry that's perfect. I don't have to always get into a recording or do a teaching and act like I'm in teaching mode like the days of old. You know, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, I mean, that's not who I am. And I would never judge anybody, but this just sounds so fake and so religious. And I don't, you know, we don't need that, do we? We just need somebody who's authentic and who's real, who's down to earth. And if you make a mistake, you make a mistake. We all do. Get over it, right? And so I want you to begin to realize today, if you make 1,001 corrections or mistakes and you laugh at yourself, let me tell you something. I know tons of people, a lot of friends of mine who say, I like it when it's just raw. I like to hear somebody mess up. It makes me feel better about myself, you know, to where they're not so polished and perfect and always having to wear the suit and the tie or, you know, or maybe their English is always, you know, just fit and perfect and just grammatically spoken as eloquently. Well, let me tell you, not everybody's into that, right? Sometimes people need to make themselves feel better to say, thank God she messed up. Not that I want her to mess up and fall, but it shows me that I can do it as well then. If she messes up and laughs at herself, I can do it as well. So I wanted today to sort of take this day of the podcast on this amazing, beautiful Wednesday morning and really express to you today, people need what you have. And the worst thing we can do to ourselves is judge our message, judge ourselves as being not bright enough, not smart enough, very stupid, too intelligent, not intelligent enough, you know. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter. Because there are people, thousands, I mean, think about it. There's like 7 billion people on planet Earth. There are thousands of people just like me and just like you. And even if me and you are different, guess what? That means there's still thousands that would still be on my team and yet thousands more that would not even be on my team, but it'll be on your team, which means there are thousands of people who want to hear what you have to say, who like how you say it, who likes how you mess up, who likes how you laugh at yourself, and then there's other people who maybe like the polished look, the polished, clean, you know, professionalism. But you know what? Here's the key thing. Let's not judge those people, because you know, sometimes people need what they need. Sometimes people like what they like, and it doesn't make it right or wrong. One of the worst things I think we can ever do in our lives, especially within Christianity, because Christianity is about, hey, it's not a religion, it's about a relationship. Well, that's true, but unfortunately we have people who don't see it that way. You know what I mean? Some people, they say that, but they do something else. And the key thing for me is this. As Christian people, as Christ followers, hey, you know what? Don't show your perfection. Don't act like you're so polished. Just be yourself. I mean, God died to give you life, life more abundantly. He never said, I'm going to die to give you perfectionism and perfectionism more abundantly. He never died and said, I'm going to die that I can die for your good, that you'll have good more abundantly. I mean, God didn't even look at good and evil the same way. I mean, my goodness, folks. I mean, if you want to get technical about it and not, you know, and just without opening up a can of worms of theology, hey, good and bad are on the same tree, folks, in Genesis. I mean, good and bad, hello, good and bad come from the same tree. Hello, because God never cared if you're good or bad. He doesn't care how good you are, nor does He care how bad you are. What He cares for is the other tree, which is the tree of life. In other words, are you living life to the fullest? Are you living life that He died to give you with laughter, with joy, with, oops, made a mistake. Well, guess what? You all heard that mistake. Let's all go with it, you know? That's life, folks. And I think when we as Christ followers, or really anyone and everyone, wherever state of mind you're in your life or what you feel, what you believe, the truth is, just be you. Because there's a lot of people who are really fake. A lot of people really are trying to be something they're not. And maybe have a message that maybe they feel is more powerful, or maybe it's the latest, you know, trend now, and they'll do it. But it's not being authentic to themselves. It's not really their message. It's easy to take someone up to some message, and yet you don't know a lot about it, but you can wing it, for lack of better words. But you know what? You might have people want to follow you or listen to you, or maybe, you know, just walk away from you. But what's important to know is that what you have to say, no matter if you judge it as being small or great or large or maybe trendy or not trendy, or this was 80s, this was, you know, too futuristic, too deep, too shallow. Let me tell you something. Just be it. Just be you. Be your message. Let your message shine forth. There's nothing in life better. Let me give you a great example. There's nothing in life better to me than just being me. You know, when people, I spoke to a minister the other day she's one of my new buddies now. I just love her to pieces. I won't reveal her name because all of you probably would know her. And we sort of connected on the phone and just talked for a good 2 hours. And the thing is, you know, she's like, I'm just so over all the religiosity. I'm so over all the hype and the fluff of it, you know. And yet we decided, we were talking, and we're in the same vein here on certain things. You know, and I was sharing with her, I said, you know, you're ahead of the game too. You're sharing things that some people are going to be like, what on earth are you sharing? You know, and they're judging, you know, whatever. And I said, but I did the same thing years ago. And one of the things that really hit home with me years ago was God said, God got me involved in law of attraction. God proved to me, showed me from His Word and spoke to me so many different things about the prophetic move that was good and prophetic move that was bad. And then, you know, how universal kingdom principle laws reigns upon the just and the unjust. I jumped into it, dove in it, and God started teaching me. And at the time, I was sitting here thinking to myself, man, it burns in me. It's like my message. And I was thinking, Lord, I can't sort of say this. I mean, the church is not ready to hear this. They're already, without even thinking about it, they'll automatically judge you. You know, oh, that sounds New Age. I mean, if you think about it, Christians are the world's, well, I don't mean this bad, folks, but we are the world's worst for judging something without even diving into it, looking at it. You know, you see somebody who's living a lifestyle, oh, they're in sin, they're wrong. And you want somebody to say, do you take the time to listen to them? Do you take the time to hear and study it out? I mean, if I love somebody, I want to really do deep studies on both sides of the spectrum. I don't want to hear one point. I don't want to hear one side of the angle that's just going to back up what I believe out of my ignorance because I've always heard it's wrong or heard it's right. I don't want to do that. I owe it to that person to say, you know what? I owe it to you because I love you out of respect for me to hear both sides of the story and even to do a study, word study, whatever you call it, on both sides. Because I owe that to you. You deserve that. as my friend. And that's what I do. I've done it all my life. I don't calculate. I don't count people off. I look at things to say, you know what? Because I love you, I know how much you really want me to do research on this subject or the situation. And I do all the time. And I find out a lot of times I was completely wrong. Like the words in the New Testament being changed back in 1849, you know, 1860, you know, or 1949, I should say. You know, and you look and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I've been believing that was the original words for years, and I was completely wrong. They changed that word, you know, from the Greek to the English word, and it doesn't even apply to what people are, you know, are doing with this thing. You know, so it's easy to clobber people with your truth, which your truth is based on only out of pure ignorance if you've never done a word study on it. And it's harsh to judge people, to say people are wrong, by not even giving them the time of day to study, to show yourself approved, to see exactly how they're wrong and why they're wrong. And see, maybe they might be valid. They might have a better point. Maybe God sent them to you to polish you and to sharpen you, to show you that you have been wrong the whole time in your belief system. So you know what, where all this comes from? It comes from listening to people, realizing everyone has a message. I am the person that I do not write people off quickly. I have someone in my family who, we don't talk a whole lot, you know, love them, love her, but I mean, we don't talk a whole lot, but she's quick to write off people, like really quick to write off people. And I'm not. And the rest of my family, we're like, you never know one day when you might learn from that person. You never know one day when you might need that person. I'll never need them. Well, you know what? You never know that. I mean, life brings us some surprises every day. So here's the point. You never know when you need to hear somebody's message. You never know when their message could apply to you at that exact moment when you really need it, but you didn't realize you needed it. But God knew you needed it. You know, you'll never know how you can impact somebody's life. You can be to somebody. You just never will know. So here's my rule of thumb. Number one, don't be so quick to write people off. Number two, don't be so quick to judge people and say they're wrong. Number three, don't look at people and say their message is shallow, their message is deeper, their message is on finances, I don't like finances, this is a prosperity gospel, their message is just on prophecy, I don't like prophecy. Don't do that. Don't find measurements and extremities. Don't write off things. You never know. Maybe things have a purpose in that person's life. Maybe that's their core ministry for the rest of their life. Maybe it's just the core value for them during that season. And maybe you hear them over and over again talk about a message. Maybe it's because God is wanting you to hear that message. And maybe they will go on to another message and not even know that they're needing to go on until you hear it. So I'm always this person to say, you know what? Whatever comes into my life, there's an old saying I like to say, life is my teacher. Now, I can get technical and biblical and very Christianese with you and say, the Holy Spirit's my teacher, praise the Lord, God leads me by the Spirit. Well, that's 100% true, but I'm not going to be religious about it. Absolutely, Holy Spirit leads me, but also, life can lead me. The things God brings to me in my life can lead me and teach me and guide me as well. And everything, good, bad, and ugly, I can learn from. I'm not quick to write things off. I'm quick to listen to people. People say, well, you know, you're a minister, so your friends must be. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't judge who my friends are or who I hang out with or who I associate with because of the fact, you know what, I know my heart. And I know that God brings people to my life for seasons that I need to find out why they're in my life, love them, be kind to them, be nice to them, and do what I need to do. However, why are you in my life? Maybe it's to set me free and always not them. Maybe it's for me to learn something, not always them. I have learned from my enemies. I have learned from the worst people who cuss. I have learned from the worst people who really cannot come off a spiritual high to where every moment of the day, you know, you can say, you want to go to Burger King and eat? Praise the Lord. Yes, brother. And I'm like, you don't have to praise the Lord to go to Burger King. You can just say yes or no. That will suffice me. That's good enough. You know, or, you know, well, hallelujah. Please, just answer the question, you know? I know your heart that you love the Lord, but really, you know? And so that's why it's like, but it's okay. It's obviously where people are right now. So I would say this to you today as I close this message today on this podcast. And that is this. Listen. Listen to the sound of the abundance of rain within the mouth of people around you. Everyone has something to share. Everyone has something to say. Everyone has an opinion. And through all of that, there are bits and pieces of truth, and there's bits and pieces of things that are false. Always embedded in every single person. No. Joyce Meyer can't have any falseness to her. No, not Joel Osteen, God. Oh, not Billy Graham. Yep. Unfortunately, they do. They all do, and I do. I have a little bit of wrong theology, and I have a little bit of right theology. That's why we all work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. But one thing I don't do is I don't write people off, because I can still reap from the lines by, yes, the Holy Spirit showing me, of what I need to get, what I need to gather of something to say. Hold on. You just said something in the midst of this conversation that I really needed to hear. Didn't realize I needed to hear it. Bingo, that's it. So, folks, don't be afraid to share what's on your heart. Don't be afraid to share your hobbies. Don't be afraid to share your professionalism, what you do for a living. Don't be afraid to just share with people. You never know who you could be running into, who's been praying for years and years to just not even knowing why they're praying and what they're looking for, but you could say something to just offset them to say, oh my God, whatever you just said, it just works for me. Like it just works. Something just changed me when what you said, and I didn't even realize I was looking for that. See, that's a key. That's what we call spiritual awakening. You never know. So honor yourself today. Honor the voice God's given you. And speak up and speak out and speak loud. Do it in love, and don't feel like what you have to share is not important. It is extremely important. And there might be one person you've been sent to this earth to say something to enlighten them, or maybe thousands. I look at my life and say this, I'm not concerned with the numbers. I really don't care. I had a friend of mine who loved him dearly, still love him. He's precious, got a beautiful heart, but he comes up Baptist, which praise the Lord for that. We don't care, right? I don't care who you are, what you are, just love God. But he would always say, this Sunday we had 10 souls saved. 10 souls came to the altar. 15 souls last week came to the altar. And I'm like, oh, that's really good, you know? In the back of my mind, I'm like, I don't care if it was one or 1,000. It doesn't mean I don't care. It means literally, here's the key thing. Just do your message. Let God bring who God wants to hear your message or to change or get saved, whatever. Let God do that. I'm not into numbers. That doesn't impress me. I'm not into anything like that. I'm into just speak what you know you need to speak. Whoever needs to be changed and whoever needs that, whoever will become enlightened, awakened, or stay with you or go. Hey, you know what? That's what we want. People will always come in your life and people will always leave your life. But they do that when you are authentic and you share from your heart what you feel is real for you right now in your life. And you might say, well, do we want people to go out of our lives? Absolutely we do. Let me tell you something. I've realized I love people, but not everybody's going to stay with me the rest of my life. No matter how many books I write, no matter how many subjects I talk about, whatever is the latest trend or whatever is on my heart in that season, not everybody will, unfortunately. But I'll tell you what will happen is we want to be able to be authentic, share our truth as we evolve into the things God has for us to talk about that burns in our heart. And you know what? People will come. And we also want people to be able to say, gosh, I've been listening to you for 3 years. I love it. I love you. You're awesome. But I just feel like I just need to move on. And I'm like, praise God, that's good. I don't mind, it's okay. Because I don't have all the answers for everything, and no one does. And so the more you're authentic, the more people will come and go. But that energy flow of people coming and going, and that attraction of people coming and going, you know what? You want that. There's nothing in life better than being a magnet that's constantly flowing like energy, coming and going, speaking, people coming closer, people leaving, people coming closer, people leaving. I love that because it's like a busy highway, It's like a busy highway into your life, and I like that. Because I don't want people stagnant being with me that they feel maybe they don't know why they're just like they're stuck with me or they don't know how to move on. I want to be able to give people the permission to say, you know what, if you've got everything from me you need it, it's okay to move on. You won't hurt my feelings because you know what? I'm going to do the same thing to people one day. You bless them, like Jesus said, dust your feet off and move on. But when you dust your feet off, bless them. And then just go to something else you feel like is like a new magnet for you. But be you. Speak you. Speak your truth. Speak what it is that's on your heart from love. And no matter if it's cleaning toilets, prophesying, if it is, you know, hairdressing, or if it is, you know, working in designer company or clothing company or eatery or Panera Bread, that doesn't matter. Just do you, and the world will be a better place, folks. Hey, thank you again for tuning into this podcast today. As always, you guys are magnificent. You're awesome. I love every one of you. I don't have to know you to love you, because if you're part of the big family of God, and if you're part of humanity, I love you, period. Just be you. I want to see the best you come out this season. And as always, when we close this podcast, I want to say this to you as well. Many of you might say, how do I get more information, like on maybe to be taught on things that you're talking about, Jeremy? Well, I'm glad you asked. On identitynetwork.net, I have over 70, yes, that's right, 70. I have over 70 books written that are big, thick books, by the way. I have 13 or 14 courses you can get certified in. I have a lot of teachings, about 100 teachings, audio, on the website. So whatever you have, I've got on the website if you need it. And I would say to each one of you, the best thing for you to go through today is my favorite school of all time. It's called School of Thought Visualization, and that one is phenomenal. Phenomenal. It is one of the best schools that I have, all right? School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. I love this school, and it's going to help you tremendously to be who you're called to be and to do what you're called to do. Once again, School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. You can download the whole school, or you can order the whole entire school. We can ship it out to you. Either way, I know if you're like me, you just want to learn. So we're going to close with this. Get the school, but I'm going to close with this, and that is this. Today, go and create the day you want. You are a masterpiece, and what comes out of you can be a masterpiece. Take the mind of God, create with as a co-creator in God, create the day you want to see, and watch it begin to turn out absolutely beautiful. Have a great day. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.